This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am embracing the big picture of my life instead of sweating the small stuff. There are times when I feel as though I am falling short, and I get in a pattern of chiding myself. And this can happen when I feel overwhelmed by all the things I have on my plate, or the fact that I've already fallen off of a routine that I just committed to this new year. And of course, working hard to fight off a cold, like I feel this morning, only compounds my feelings. But what I have learned to do when these feelings come upon me is to remind myself that God sees the big picture of who I am. He's not caught up in this day-to-day small stuff like I am. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about Peter. And in fact, whenever I think about someone who is spiritually evolved, I think of Peter. As we know, Peter denied Christ. Yet in the later years, his relationship with God would have evolved so much that sick people would bring their mats out into the streets in the hope that Peter's shadow might fall on them. Think about that. They valued even the power in his shadow. When Peter made mistakes, God knew that he had already established a greater plan for Peter's life. And just as he did that for Peter's life, he has a greater plan for our lives too. And so as we reflect on that, let us remember these words: the heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Proverbs 16:9. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, embrace your life's big picture.